Today, we shine the community spotlight on our health unit, and joining us, as she does every Wednesday, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health, and also Rebecca Shams, Health Promoter from the Leeds Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. Dr. Lee, welcome.
Hello, hello.
And Rebecca, good to have you.
Thank you.
So, Rebecca, you are, of course, the Health Promoter, and you're here as a committee member of the My View Film Festival. We'll talk about it a little bit more in detail in just a moment. It's the ninth year that the film festival is being done. Before we get to that, Dr. Lee, can you just tell us why it's an important project that the health unit is supporting? What's the connection there?
Yeah, so a lot of, well, the big picture is that health is so much more than an absence of disease or something going wrong. Health really is not just personal health, but also the health of your community, the health of the people that you interact with, whether directly or indirectly. And so the idea of a broad project, especially for youth, that has a focus on the community, is really part of health broadly, and that's one of the big reasons for the Health Unit to be so supportive. The other is that we really support youth and engage youth in thinking about again that broad view of health. And so My View is a way for young people. So we're talking about the ages of 10 to 24 in Eastern Ontario to have a chance to express themselves through film is the medium that we use here. And there's actually prizes as well. And it has been, I think, quite popular and well-known in the region for a number of years now. It is a way for people to be creative, creativity being a part of what people can use to express themselves and also to sort of support their mental health and well-being as well. And so we're interested in hearing what young people have to say, certainly the Health Unit, as well as I think all of our communities. There is an awards ceremony that happens in the summer. So June 12th happens to be the date. It's at the Brockville Arts Center. Everything is booked. And we will feature the nominated films in each category. It'll be on the big screen. And there's actually a red carpet event as well. So lots going on. And that's been something that we've been doing for a number of years as well. The last thing I'll bring up as well is that it is really a great example of the ways that so many organizations in our communities get together and partner. So it's an opportunity for a bunch of community organizations as well as private businesses and business owners to work together for the community. So there's McGehee, I have a hard time with this word, McGehee Insurance in Grenville Mutual Insurance, Exit Realty Eastern Ontario, Jamming Around Man Productions, the YMCA of Eastern Ontario, and Your TV as well. So all of these different partners have different roles and support, including providing prizes for the youth and the health units, ourselves, the health unit in Kingston, so KFLA Health Unit and Eastern Ontario Health Unit have also, the three of us are working together as well. So lots of different partnerships, which is also an important way to showcase and work together in our communities.
All right. Now, Rebecca, how do you participate?
Sorry about that. We make it as easy as possible. So if you've got a phone, you can just hit record, just start filming. So we ask young people, again, anywhere between the ages of 10 and 24, to make a film, a short film, so 5 minutes or less, about a topic of their choice. So the sky is the limit. We encourage amateurs to participate. The judging criteria criteria heavily favors the content, so the message and the entertainment value of the film, what the youth have to say over any technical production elements. So we really want to encourage people to just have their voices heard so they can choose to celebrate something they're proud of. They can highlight an issue that they think needs attention in the community. Maybe they have a solution to a problem that they see. And we've had all kinds of topics addressed in the past. Young people have made films on bullying, on substance use, on mental health, on post-secondary education, on appreciating the little things in life, art, even life during COVID, all kinds of different topics. And they've done it in all kinds of different ways. So they've done it documentary style. They've written short little dramas that they've gotten their friends to act in and play out. It's been some of them have been stop motion. We once had a soup can travel all the way to the food bank on a skateboard through a creek, all kinds of stuff. They've done fully animated films that they've drawn themselves. So it's really a wide range, and I look forward every year to seeing what they have to say. And the deadline for submissions this year, like it always is May 1st. So you've got lots of time still.
All right, why don't you tell us a little bit about the prizes?
All right. So yeah, thank you, Dr. Lee, for sharing our sponsors. So there's over $3,000 in prizes this year. It's our best year ever for prizes. So we have a $1,000 cash grand prize for the best film overall, and that one is jointly sponsored by McGahee Insurance and Grenville Mutual Insurance. And we have a $750 cash prize for the best I Love My Community film, and that's being sponsored by Exit Realty of Eastern Ontario. So it's a great way for young people to hype up where they live. So I think that's sweet that it's sponsored by a realty company because they say that, parents choose the communities, but it's important that young people identify with their communities too and really kind of highlight the best things there. And then this year we have two brand new prizes. We have a $500 cash prize for the best original music, and that's sponsored by Jamming Around Man Productions in Kentville. And another special prize being sponsored by the YMCA of Eastern Ontario, and that's a $500 award as well. And then, like every year, we have age category prizes that come from your TV. So we have a nominations committee that sees all the submissions, and we nominate films in each prize category and age category. And then we have a local celebrity judge panel that gets to decide the winners. And then the winners are announced at that red carpet award ceremony that Dr. Lee mentioned.
Fantastic. Now, there are a few things that you want to make sure people know about their submissions.
Yes, so there are a few rules, and we do encourage people to go to the website, myviewfilmfest.ca, to check out all the rules. But one of the really big ones, other than the time limit, so it can't be longer than 5 minutes, but we are quite strict on copyright for music. So you have to have permission for any copywritten music you use, and that means that if you're a film submitter, you have a choice of not using any music. Not all films have to have music. You can use royalty-free music, and there's lots of databases on YouTube or just online to find that. Or you can write your own music. We've had young people do that, in which case you would also be eligible for the best original music category. Or you can get written permission from the artist, and we've had young people do that too. So there's a lot of different ways you can get around that. Another rule we have is that this is a tobacco and vape-free film festival. So no tobacco imagery or vaping imagery or promotion is permitted unless it's directly related to the message of the film and it accurately portrays both the use and the consequences of the substance. And
All
yeah, if you
right.
want to check out all the rules, just go to the website and there's lots more information.
Myviewfilmfest.ca or search on Facebook, MyViewFilmFest, all one word there. Dr. Lee, as always, a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, great to be here as always.
It's really good to know that tie between the health unit and the film festival and why it's there. It makes a lot of sense. And of course, Rebecca, always a pleasure to speak with you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you.
This has been a community spotlight on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. I'm Bob Perot.